mentioned this Sunday. Well, for me, anyway, and I would suspect for you who are here this evening, it's really hard for us to capture this moment. We know how the story ends. But as we pause to examine just for a moment this event called the Last Supper, it was anything but normal, even for the disciples. They were sent ahead, as Stan read the scripture there, to prepare a place, to prepare the feast. By the way, it would have been Friday by now. Sundown would have been the beginning of the next day. So I would assume that the supper meal itself would have been fairly, or if not totally, traditional, an observance of the Passover. But then things really got strange. They really got strange. There was talk of betrayal. There was talk of forgiveness of sins. There was talk of a new covenant. Then the talk again took a turn. Some bread and some wine. And Christ would say, "This is my body." Now, folks, just think about that. We've all had communion. We've all enjoyed this for years and multiple times. But for the first time, we have Christ saying, "Take and eat." That didn't make any sense. And the cup, he said, "This is my blood. This is the blood that's going to be poured out for the forgiveness of sins. This is the establishment of a new covenant." Again, what? What in the world is he talking about? But yet we, of course, know that they joined. They took the bread and the cup. So let's read that portion of Scripture. Matthew 26, beginning in verse 26. "Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom.'" Folks, those were strange words. Strange words. They're common to us. But to those disciples on that day that were already in somewhat of a state of confusion because obviously, they were waiting for this Jesus, the Messiah, to take down the Romans and establish his new kingdom and his new reign. And now all of a sudden he's talking about broken body and shed blood and new covenants and forgiveness of sins. And after all of this, they get ready to leave. And all they can talk about is who the betrayer is going to be. And immediately following this meal, Jesus would foretell of Peter's denial. Guys, this was not a normal night. It was not a normal Passover meal. And we think of the horrible act that Judas was about to commit as they would depart this place and head to Gethsemane. But who was tagging along during all of this but a man named Peter, who would also deny the Lord? And then remember, please, Jesus knew all of this. He knew every detail of what was going to happen. This is so important, this moment, that the Apostle Paul even recaptures it. Because there was a church at Corinth that was not taking this moment very seriously, folks. They had made some kind of a feast out of it that was totally, let's just say, sacrilegious. And so the Apostle Paul reminds them of just how serious this moment is. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." I'm sure glad I know how it all ends. I'm sure glad I know. But I also ask the Lord to cause me to pause for just a moment, as if I didn't. Gethsemane, betrayal. A night of trials, unbelievable torture, beating, scourging, humiliation. And remember, Christ was already shedding his blood before he ever got to the cross, just through the horrible beatings that he endured. A crown of thorns that tore away at his scalp. He knew that was coming. He knew exactly what lay before him. Yet he supped with a betrayer and a denier. What a Lord. What a Savior. So if you have your communion with you, and I'm sorry, is this... May I have this one?
Yeah.
Okay. I would ask you just to simply open that little top flap. And as you take the wafer, pause for a moment, please. And consider how such a small thing can represent such an inexplicable occasion. How can we capture that? The body of Christ represented. But he said, "This is my body." take and eat. And everybody would understand that the life is in the blood. Blood is the life of every living being. And yet Christ said his was going to be poured out. Poured out. He announced his death right there. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. But there's a reason I'm going to do that. So that you and I and all of us can receive the forgiveness of sins. This represents his blood. Poured out for many. Take and drink. As Stan said, Maundy Thursday is not a real common, well, churches have celebrated it forever, and churches still celebrate. But Maundy is from the Latin, mundane, basically, mondano, mandate, mandate or command. And I thought I would read, in closing this moment, according to John's gospel. Isn't it great to have the gospels we can bring all together to get the big picture? John tells us that as soon as they had finished that last meal, Jesus gave a new commandment. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you will seek me. And just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. But a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this sacrament, this ordinance of the church that we celebrate on a regular basis. But I pray, Father, that even tonight, maybe for just a moment, we've been brought closer to the event. That we may understand just a little bit better the confusion that was present within the disciples, but understand this perfectly. All was in order in heaven. Right on schedule, right on time. Father, I do thank you that we have this celebration as a means of remembering just what our hope and our salvation cost. For it's in Christ's name we pray.